You've never had an orgasm, have you?
He whispered in her ear. Grace choked on her praline. This is not the place to talk about it.
That's it, isn't it?
He asked. That's why... That's not it, she interrupted him. As a matter of fact, I have. Okay, it was a lie, but he didn't have to know that.
With a man?
Julian, she snapped. What is it with you and Selena that you think you can discuss my personal life out in public? He dipped his head lower, down to her neck, so close that she could feel his breath falling against her skin, smell the warm, clean scent of him.
You know, Grace, I can give you pleasure the likes of which you can't imagine.
A shiver went over her. She could easily believe that. It would be so easy to let him prove those words. But she couldn't. It would be wrong, and no matter what he said, it would bother her. And deep down, she suspected it bothered him as well. She leaned back ever so slightly and met his gaze. Has it ever occurred to you that I don't want it? He looked shocked by her words. How can that be? I told you, the next time I get intimate with a man, I want more than just his necessary parts involved. I want his heart. Julian stared hungrily at her lips.
I can assure you, you wouldn't miss it.
Yes, I would. Flinching from her as if she'd slapped him, he straightened. Grace knew she'd struck another nerve. Wanting to discover more about him, she turned to look up at him. Why is it so important to you that I give in? Does something happen to you if I don't comply? He laughed bitterly.
As if anything could be worse.
Then why can't you just enjoy your time here with me without any... She lowered her voice.
Sex.
His eyes flared.
Enjoy what? Enjoy getting to know people whose faces will haunt me for eternity? Do you think I enjoy looking around here knowing that in a few days I'll be pulled back into a blank, empty hole where I can hear, but I can't see, can't taste, feel, or smell? Where my stomach churns constantly from hunger and my throat burns with an unquenchable thirst? You are the only thing I'm permitted to enjoy, and you would deny me that.
Tears pricked the backs of her eyes at his words. She didn't want to hurt him. Truly, she didn't. But it had been a very similar ploy for sympathy that Paul had used to get her into bed, and that event had torn her heart out. After the death of her parents, Paul had claimed to care about her. He had been there to comfort her and hold her. And then, when she had finally trusted him with her body, he had hurt her so badly, so cruelly, that even now it cut her all the way to her soul.
I'm so sorry, Julian, really I am, but I can't do this.
She left the escalator and headed back through the mall.
Why?
Julian asked, as he and Selena caught up to her. How could she explain it to him? Paul had hurt her so badly that night. He had had no regard for her feelings. She had begged him to stop, but he had persisted.
Look, it's supposed to hurt the first time, Paul had said. Geez, just stop crying. I'll be finished in a minute and then you can leave.
By the time he was finished, she was so humiliated and hurt that she had cried for days.
Grace.
Julian's voice broke through her whirling thoughts.
What is it?
It took all her strength to hold her tears back, but she wouldn't cry. Not out in public, not like this. She would not be pitied.
It's nothing, she said.